Happy Monday. When I was in San Diego, I did several shorter interview shows and you seem to have enjoyed it. So I thought, why don't we make it a little more regular with Money Mondays? I'll share Q&As with some of the brightest minds in personal finance. And for the first in the series, we have a wonderful guest, Rachel Cruz. I had the pleasure of chatting with her recently. Besides discussing her new book, we also got into a few things that couples and parents deal with, like being content in the social media age, lessons she learned growing up and what she wants to pass on, and how a budget can give you freedom. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, the show where we share stories and advice on building up your marriage and wealth. I'm Elle Martinez. Support for this podcast comes from Divvy Investments. If you're looking for an easy way to help keep your portfolio on target for retirement without having to link your account to yet another service, check out Divvy. Listeners can get a 10% discount. Go visit divvyinvestments.com and use the coupon code COUPLEMONEY. That's one word. Generally speaking, how we spend money tends to be a reflection of different factors, like our emotions and who we hang out with. Being connected through social media, how do you think it's affecting us and our finances?
Yeah, I mean, social media has affected us in so many ways. And I never like to say that it's evil or that it's wrong. I mean, I love social media. I'm on, you know, basically every social media outlet. But I think we do have to be careful because what ends up happening is everyone posts the best part of their lives on social media. Social media really is everyone else's highlight reel. And we have to realize that and say, okay, they're putting the best parts of their lives, and that's what I'm seeing. Because what happens is that we sit there and we look at Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, and we see, gosh, look at this, all this fun stuff everyone else is doing and the great clothes they have on and the vacations they're taking. And that's what everyone else is doing, and my life is so boring. You know, my life isn't that exciting. And so people go and end up spending more money they may or may not even have, to keep up this lifestyle that they think everyone else is living and they're missing out on. And so I think we just have to be careful to realize, hey, not everyone's life is that exciting 24/7. So if your life seems a little dull, that means you're probably normal.
Growing up, how did your parents help you to become more content? I know we didn't have to worry about social media much, but what were the guidelines that they gave you?
They did a good job, number one, teaching us contentment. And that's something that can be very hard to teach, especially kids and us for adults to even learn, because it's a heart issue. It's not very tangible. But the mom and dad were really good at, you know, teaching us to be grateful and teaching us to be humble and these kind of character qualities, which really shape into learning contentment and being content. And so that was a really good long process that I think they really focused on with us kids. And so that helped a lot. But also, you know, they taught us that it's okay to have some nice stuff. Just don't let your nice stuff have you. And so if there was stuff we wanted, most of the time we had to save up and pay for it. Occasionally they would, you know, buy us something nice, but for the most of the time, majority of the time, if we wanted something, we had to save up and pay for it. And what ended up happening was, if we wanted, you know, a new purse or something that, you know, my friend had, I'm like, oh, that's the purse I want. You know, after saving up for it for 2 weeks, I ended up not even wanting the purse and going and like wanting to buy something else. So they played money into it, which is really good and helpful, because it just allowed us and allowed me to realize, okay, it takes money to go and buy these things. And so that was something big. And then also something interesting that they taught us, obviously being Dave Ramsey's kid, debt was a conversation we had quite a bit, of just learning how to stay away from debt and what debt really does. And I think in high school, I remember having a friend who basically had everything. I mean, she lived in a great, beautiful house, drove a brand new car, had always the best clothes. I mean, it was kind of that friend. I think everyone had that friend in their life. And we all wanted to go to a concert. And I remember she told us the next day at school that she couldn't afford to go. And I just remember coming home and telling my parents, I was like, I'm so confused by this, because she has all this great stuff, but she can't afford, you know, a $75 concert ticket, which is expensive, I understand that, but in comparison to everything else she has. And I remember my mom said something to me which stuck with me. She said, Rachel, this may or may not be your friend's case, she wasn't putting this on my friend, but just in general, that debt makes you look a whole lot better than you actually are. It makes you look like you're doing a lot better than you actually are. And so for me, that was something that I really took to heart to realize, okay, just because it looks like someone has a bunch of stuff and they always seem to have the best of everything doesn't mean they actually own their stuff. They don't, you know, they really owe a lot of money on it possibly. And so kind of having that frame of reference, especially as a teenager and it, going into college and even now, you know, being married for almost 7 years and having a baby and like kind of entering this phase of life, that's something I have to remember as well. And so, you know, they just instilled those kind of principles on a regular basis. And I think that really helped me, frame up the whole comparison thing, but it wasn't perfect. Trust me. I definitely was the kid that wanted everything and, you know, complained, I'm sure, a lot. So it was not a perfect formula, but it really did. It got to the core character issues of it, which I really appreciated.
As a mom, I know your little one is really little, but have the two of you thought about how you're going to raise your daughter, especially with social media being so prevalent? Any ideas on how you're going to approach it?
Oh gosh, I probably will tell her she's not allowed on. I'm just kidding. I'm like, you're not going to have a cell phone or a computer until you're 18. It's scary out there. I mean, the world, it's crazy. I mean, I look at us as adults and how we fall into this trap so easily that as, you know, kids, you're like, oh my gosh. And I think, you know, I have a feeling we're probably going to be strict parents when it comes to social media and our kids. So just kind of being on top of it and just hopefully, you know, our parenting philosophy is, you know, being in their world with them and having good relationships with our kids is the goal for sure. So I hope to have open and honest conversations around this topic. But it is difficult. It's hard and they have to learn. I mean, you know, the best way to learn, you know, is sometimes, you know, through your experiences versus being preached at all the time. So I'm sure there'll be some learnings that way. But yeah, just to really be on guard and set some boundaries for sure.
We've talked about some bad habits we can have with money, so let's shift to the positive. In your book, you discuss good habits that we can develop with our finances. Do you mind sharing one of them that can help couples get started?
I would say probably one of the most important habits, especially if you're just starting off figuring out how to take control of your money, is the habit of making a plan for your money. And what that really is a budget. And I know so many people probably cringed right now or rolled their eyes at me. So just hear me out, though. You know, that a budget, it doesn't have to be intimidating. It doesn't have to be scary. And a budget doesn't mean that you can't live a great life. You can still live a great life and be on a budget. But a budget is just putting you in control of your money. You're telling your money what to do. And that's what's key, because so many people, they live their lives and their money just happens to them. And I want people to turn their perspective around and say, no, I'm going to happen to my money. Live on purpose with the money you earn. And that's what a budget is. And so I would say that's probably the first and probably biggest habit to really start this foundation of learning to win with money. And I think it really starts with having a plan for where your money's going. Because I always tell people, a budget doesn't limit your freedom. A budget gives you freedom. It really gives you permission to spend. And if you have a clothing line item in your budget and you have a dollar amount you can spend, you get to go shopping and enjoy that money. You're not feeling this shame or this guilt at the checkout counter where you're like, oh gosh, should I have bought that shirt? I don't know. Like, should this money, should have gone to cable? I don't know where, you know, you feel completely out of control. But with a budget, it gives you that permission to spend, to say, hey, the money's allotted, you've planned for it, then go and spend it and enjoy.
Thank you to Rachel for coming on the show. If you want to hear more from her or check out her new book, grab it. It's out there. Love Your Life, Not Theirs. Lots of practical tips and some great stories. Or you can visit rachelcruz.com. Who would you like to hear on the next Money Monday? Let me know. Tweet, email me, or share on Facebook. And I want to say thank you to our sponsor, Divvy. If you're looking to optimize your 401k, please check them out. And thank you for your support. You can get the latest episodes delivered straight to you. Just subscribe. It's free and easy. We're out there on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and more. You can also grab the feed off our site so you can listen to the show from whatever podcast service app you prefer. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.